We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Omar Rab Yehuda, Hani Shushi Ushvatzri, Mesachachem Behu. What is Hirashi? Shushi Flyer Belaz Shvatzri, Arniza Belaz, Shushi Ushvatzri, Mine Yerokis. Rabbi Moche Pere Shvatzri, Arba Shakeren Falkire. Behu Sha'alov Rechovim V'Godol B'Yeorim. This is a type of a yerek that has wide leaves and grows in forests. Mesachachem Behem. Sha'enom Mekablen Tume Lefi Sha'enom Machal Odom. So one is permitted to use these yerokes for sichel. Abaya Omar B'Shushi Mesachachem Bishvatzri loy mesachachem. My time, kiven de sori rechayu, shovik lohu venofik. Abaye said, even though als haloche, these yerokes are kosher lesachach, it's not mekabel tume, some it's a machel behem, not a machel odom. But the shvatzri has another chesorim. It has a bad odor. And therefore, kiven the sori rechayu shoviklu venofik. Rashi says, the sori rechayu mavish recham. Here's a bad reich. He's going to go and leave the sukkah. Before we speak about the Gemara, the chayodom brings a raya from this Gemara. Like this, we know there's a klal that a person has to be marchik himself from a reyach ra. A person is not permitted to say a dovah shebekdusha, but there's a reyach ra. So the chayodom is ma'ire. Why does the Gemara have to say that you can't use this schach? Because since it has a reyach ra, he'll leave the sukkah. If it's a reyach ra, he can't make brachas, he can't, I mean, it's poshet so. Therefore you shouldn't be mesachach. So the chayodom means a raya from this Gemara, that the whole halacha of that when one is to be marchik from a reyach ra, that is dafke if the reyach ra comes from ipush, that it's spoiled, or that's the cause of the reyach ra. But if something has a natural reyach ra, so there's no isur of a reyach ra. Therefore, comes out a skunk, that a person doesn't have to be marchik from that reyach. It's not a pleasant reyach, but that's a natural reyach. Now, what is Pshat in the Gemara? In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, seems it's a machlokes harishonim, but in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that Abaye said, loy mesachachin. You shouldn't be mesachach with this. What happens if he was mesachach? So, but the evidence of kosher is sukkah. The evidence of Mishabruh says he doesn't have to go into a difference. He shouldn't be mesachach. It's not a preferable sichuch. But if you did it, it's b'dyabed, it's good. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Godim, but if the odor is so bad that he can't be save of the odor, he says, then it's possible in Atayre, because Alts Teishvu Kain Tadu. You can't live here. So if you can't live in the Sukkah, this is not what the Gemara is speaking about. Now, so the Gemara is speaking about an odor that is that one can be soivul. Now, l'chayre, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if one is mitztayr from an odor, mitztayr is potter min ha-sukkah. If he sits in the sukkah, he's a hedyet. So l'chayre, this reyach over here is not a mitztayr either. If he's a mitztayr from the reyach, so l'chayre, it's weiter, he's not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. And a mitztayr is potter min ha-sukkah, he's not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So l'chayre we have to say that the reyach is such a reyach that it's not a mitztayr either. So what's pshat shavik luvanofik? So what heter does he have to leave the sukkah if he's not a mitztayr halachically? So what kind of heter does he have? Would seem maybe that's taka the problem. He'll leave without a heter taka. I mean that could be that's part of the problem. But l'chayre if he is a mitztayer, so l'chayre it's not roi lo deber. It's put down in Shulchan Aruch. If you make a sukkah l'chatchila that you're going to be mitzayer, and Shulchan Aruch says if he can't sleep there, so it's possible for achila. So it has to be roil adira. So the darga of mitzayer, if there's a darga of mitzayer, so lechayri he's not mekayim teish v'kayim tadur. So we have to say that the shir of sori rechayu lechayri is less than that. He's not a mitzayer, but al kaponim, since it's very uncomfortable, he was going to leave the sukkah. He won't end. Even though halachically perhaps he's not allowed to do that, but he'll do it. So therefore, Chazal said lechalchila, one should not be mesachech with these yirokis. Omar Rav Chonon Barove, hani hizmi vehigi mesachechem bohu. These were a type of thorns, minei snera, she says. Abaya Omar behizmi mesachechinon, behigi loy mesachechinon. My time, kiven de notri tafayu shovik lo venofik. It's also uncomfortable, the leaves fall keseda. So my male is going to leave the sukkah, so therefore one should not make such a sukkah. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, hai avkusa de dikle, mesachechin bohu. Now what is avkusa? Let's see what Rashi, the notri tarfayu, noishrin olin shalem. The leaves fall down. Avkusa de dikle, moitze adekel, that comes out of a dekel, of a palm tree, samuch lekarka yoitzim boi dukronim harbe sobiv sobiv. It seems it grows out of the dekel. He's a type of shoots, branches. So you're not allowed to be mesachech. Aval gav, no, I'm sorry. Hayav kusa de dikla mesachech inabu. Aval gav da agidi. So even though they were attached, that means that there were shoots that came out from the dekel, and you can take them off, you can take off, it's a whole bundle together. So lechayre, this should fall into the gzeire of a mesachechim bechavilois. Agad bidei shemaim lo shmei agad. So the Gemara says, but it doesn't have a shame agad. It's been bidei shemaim, it's attached. That doesn't go into the gzeire of chavilos. It's not called an agad. Afal gav dahoda agid lehu. So what'll be if he'll go and it's attached from one side, and he'll go and tie it together on the other side? Is igid bechad loish meyagat. Another lumdis. That to tie one thing, since in yesod they're all attached, so it's really considered, it's one entity that branches out into a lot of branches, but it's one. So that also doesn't have a shem agat. So Mei Levaita doesn't go into the gzeira of Ein Mesachechim Bachabilois. Let us see what Rashi says. Ba'af al gav da agidi, shemechu borim anfei ha'ilon yachad, they're attached. Bedomi lachavilin, da amoran Ein Mesachem, we learned one is not permitted from Mesachem Bachabilin. Afal piken is agad b'day shemayim lo yishmei agad. Ba'af al gav da hoda ogid lohu iyu, even though he'll tie it again, hanofim shel mailo, the branches on the top side, he'll tie them together, kedei lahashkivon, to make sure that they're laying down, mineisha mispatzlin lekan o lekan, because these branches spread out, v'noikvin lamailo vein seismen anek, if you put this to cover the sukkah, it doesn't accomplish too much, because the branches are going in all directions. In order to really cover the sukkah, they should be flat. So Mamel, that's why he ties it. Agad b'chad lo shmei agad. Kodovo yechidi hamechubo yachad, v'oigdei bifnei atzmoi. If it's a dovo yechidi, if it's one entity, eini agude, ad sheyitein dovo acher imoi v'yagdeim yachad. Till he'll put something else there, and then he'll tie both of them together. So in Shulchan Aruch it says a very interesting halacha. We had learned the Yerushalmi, Tosfos brought down a Yerushalmi, that the gzeira of chavilim is you need 25 kanim. So if you have, for example, you'll have this afkusa de dikla, you'll have 24 growing out, and you'll take one more, and you'll tie it together.
So now you have 25 kanim, and it's called ogud because it's more than one. So then it goes into the gzeira of chavila. That's what Mr. Rashi says. Ain't it good that she eat in dovaracha imay v'yagdem yachad? Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Ravina Bar Shile, Hani Dukri Dekani, Mesachachin Bohu, Afal Gav Dagidi Ninu, Agad Bidei Shemayim, Loishmei Agad. These are the similar things, shoots come out from Kanim, it's also, they're all attached. Afal Gav Dada Ogidlu, Igid Bachad Loishmei Agad. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kanim, Vedukronim, Mesachachin Bohem, we learned a beraisa, kanim ve dekronim mesachim behem. Kanim shite, eima kanim shel dekronim mesachim behem. So this is the second halacha, that dekroni dekani, that's the beraisa, kanim shel dekronim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, dekroni dekani, kein afkusa de dikla, it is similar to afkusa de dikla, shuzeh shel kanim, b'zeh shel dekolim, kanim v'dekronim. So the Gemara, they have them in a mashma, doing differently, not kanim shel dekronim, mashma treimili, v'dekronim k'mo yachper b'deker. Deker is a shovel. So the Gemara held, it was two inyonim. It was kanim v'dekronim. So the Gemara asked, kanim pshite. But a kaponim, so the Gemara having learned that the kronim, Rashi says, means a shovel. We have to understand why, according to the Havamin, how could you be misachich with a shovel? Why a shovel is not considered, there's a base kibble there in the shovel, however, there's a handle to the shovel, and there's a base kibble someplace. Why the it seems that the Gemara had no problem. It's not pshita, but the Gemara seems to understand that kaponim, it seems somehow this shovel was only pshute kliyates somehow. Mesachrim bo v'lemashvinelu kechavila. Let us see Taisvis avkusa de dikle moitze hadeko kshusham kshuhu samach lekarke. Yaitzim boi dekronim harbei, soviv, soviv. Afal gav da agidi, shem bechul borim, maybe, ba'anfei ha'ilon yachad. Agad b'day shemayim, lo yishmo agad. Kach perish bekontras. Ve'ein ze atzavse de dikle de perikol sho. Tahu, atzavse de dikle is esef hagodol soviv hadekel. This is a type of a asev, a grass that grows around the dekel. The yaitzim by mishum mora. The other Gemara says, yaitzal bas mora. The im min ha dekelu, if this comes out from the dekel, oma hosso ma matze min ha zroim, so mora is also min zroim. So, al kochoch, so, afkusa de dikle comes from a dekel. And Natsavsa the Dikle is a asim that grows around the dekel, but it means roi. But Evshel, maybe this Natsavsa the Dikle is al kablin the soif oisin pasim. The Gemara says in Erevin that one is yoitze mitzvah smorer with al kablin. The Meforish hosam big more Natsavsa chel yusa. So there Rashi says that this atzavsach uses a siv agodol sov v'hadekel. V'tzorech loimer, so we'll have to say if you yoitze the min zerahu. So maybe that's it. So that's what the Gemara says in Psochim atzavse de dikle, which you yoitze mitzvus morer, and the Gemara says in Erevin that, Atzavsach Yusa, maybe this is, which is our Kabbalah, maybe this is all one. This is a type of a Zera which winds itself around a Dekel. Miyu midisnan bepek lulav ha-gozl, and oigdin es ha-lulav elo b'minoi. One is only permitted to be ma'agid the lulav with the mean, it shouldn't be bal toisiv. Omarova b'gmore, minoi means afilu b'siv, afilu b'ikra de dikla. through the sieve that grows around the deckel, and afilu the trunk of the trunk of the deckel. And that's also called minoi. So shema mina, so we see that sieve is called amin deckel. Shema mina the einze a sieve. The deckel ba'atzmayu, so the einze a kablam. If Rashi says a kablam is a sieve, from the Gemara further we see that a sieve is a min deckel, so and it can't be. So we can't say that this is a kablam. We can't say that a kablam is a sieve. Zegt de Gemara weiter, Omar Ravina bar Shila, Hani Marise da Agme, Odom Yaitse bemidei Chevose be Pesach. And a person, this is a Marise da Agme, a person is Yaitse mitzvah smore. Meisvei, so the Gemara is Sakasha. It says Ezev, Loi Ezev Yovon, so we dash, it says many places in the Torah Ezev. So we dash, and each one is a Meiv. Ezev, Loi Ezev Yovon, Lei Ezev Kuchli, Lei Ezev Midbori, Lei Ezev Roimi, Lei Ezev Sheyesh Lei Shem Levi. Any Ezev that has another name to it, that's not the Ezev that the Torah meant. We meant a plain Ezev. So the Gemara is asking Gekashe. Here it says, Marise da Agme, which also seems to be a Shem Levi. One is Yaitze. And here it says that an Ezev, you're not an Ezev with a Shem Levi, you're not Yaitze. Rabbi Kiveger, the Svas Emes, both ask Amira de Kikash on this Gemara. They don't understand the Gemara's Kasha. Bishleime by Ezev. Ezev is the name of Amin. So, kachtem, Ezev, a goodness Ezev. There's an Ezev, and Ezev is a certain mean. The Torah called it Ezev. Now, if you're going to find an Ezev kuchli, this is a different type of an Ezev. This is not an, this is the Torah said, the different meaning. If there's a different shame, so it's a different mean. So the Torah said, tamazil lekachtem Ezev, and now you're taking an Ezev kuchli. That's a possible Ezev. Because Ezev is the name of the mean. Masha'en Kain was speaking about Marite Ba'agme, that means the name of the mean. Let's look in Pesachim. Ve'ele Yerokish Adam Yeitzim Dechevose B'Pesach, B'Chazeres, B'Ulshin, B'Tamche, none of them are called Marerise. Their name is, they have different names. So what's geit meron that it's called Marerise da Agme? What's this is not the shame of the mean, that each mean is a different shame. This Kasher Rabbi Kiveger asks. Rabbi Kiveger brings that Be'emison, it's Taisvus HaKasher. He wonders why Taisvus didn't ask here the Kasher. The Gemara says further, Da'at Lamed Gimel, the Gemara says that Asa Mitzroi is kosher. Asa Mitzroi is a Hodos that had seven leaves, a fruit with seven leaves, like this. Oh, the Balam Hadassim have three leaves in a row, and that had seven leaves in a row. So the Gemara says it's kosher. In fact, the Gemara, it's poshet, it's kosher. Why shouldn't it be kosher? So the Gemara says, Ma de teima oil ve isle shem levai loy mis kosher. It has, it's called a hodos mitzroh. It's not called hodos. He has a shem levai. So I would think it's not kosher. Kamash melom, fakel that it's taki kosher. So the Gemara says, Ve'eima hochinami. Now he said a good ha'oratak. Now you're explaining to me what the shail is. So maybe it's taki apostle. So the Gemara says, Eitz aveis omar rachmona mikol mokim. We have a ribui, eitz aveis. So Taisvis asks Sakasha, Teima maisal kedaitach lemifsalei mishum shem levai. What kind of havamina could you have that a hodos mitzroi should be possible? Because it's called a hodos mitzroi. Midi hodos ksiv bekro. Does it say in the posik hodos? It would say lekachtem hodos. So then good. So I have a minute. This is Teisa's Hodas. This is not, this is a Hodas Mitzvah. The Teira says Eitz Avos. The Teira says Eitz Avos. So the Teira B'chlal doesn't mention the Shem Hamin. So Memele, so Teisa says, so what's the difference between a Hodas Mitzvah and a Hodas? The Teira doesn't mention the Shem Hamin whatsoever. That's Teisa's Kash. And Taisvis Kasha, the base mayor over there, so Rabbi Kivege asks, why didn't Taisvis ask over here? Why did Taisvis wait till Perek Lula Pagozel to ask the Kasha? Taisvis ask over here the Kasha. We also have the same problem. We have different meaning. Tazeres, Ulshin, Tamche, Chachavine. These are different meaning. So what, Marisa da Agme, what's the Chesoron over there? And Taisvis Kasha, the base mayor, wants to say a Peretz. He brings a very interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur says that by the Dalet Minim, it says Lekachtem Pri Eitzodo Darshinen. The Pri Eitzodo means an Esrig. That means it's a whole sugya vayta. How do you know Pri Eitzodo means an Esrig? So Chazal figure it out. Adobe Ilonim Ishan Eloshen. Al Kaponim Pri Eitzodah means an Esrig. We darshan from each mean that the Torah mentions what mean it really is. That's the Tur says we darshan from these psukim that means these meaning. Veismei brings from the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person has to take Dalet Minim sukkis, and these Dalet Minim. We have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that it's an Esrig and a Lulav and a Hodos and an Arov. As we state in Rambam. So it means what Dalet Minim you take? We have a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Zot the base Meir. So he says, Abizay is very schwer the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole pilpul pri etzoda. How do you know it's an Esrig? Maybe it's palpulin. Maybe it's something else. He says, hey, what's the Shakl of Atayah? We have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that's an Esrig. What's the whole Sugibaita? So the base mayor says, Zicher, the shayla of the Gemara was not, maybe it's palpulin. Zicher's not palpulin. But the shayla is, how is it merumis in the posik that creates other as an esrig? There was no shayla whatsoever what mean you have to take. The Gemara wasn't asking naively, maybe we should take a palpulin. Zicher can't take a palpulin. Because we have a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to take an Esrig. But the Gemara's kash is, where is it merumis and priates other than it's tafka an Esrig and not palpul? That's the sugya of the Gemara. So the Beis Meir says that according to the Rambam, he says it's very good. So Be'emison, there's a Messiah of Hodos. There is a Messiah of Hodos. And now this is called Hodas Mitzvah. So did you have a meaning that it's no good? So the Gemara says, but since the Pasuk said pre eight anach eights avos, so that is marbis of aked. We're using the Pasuk to tell us pshat in the Messiah. That the Messiah, even though we have a Messiah of Hodas, but anach eights avos is marba, a Hodas Mitzvah is also, here Hashem Levi doesn't pass. So the posik is mashlim the Messiah. So perhaps according to this, maybe it's the same thing by Morir also. That could be that we have a Messiah on the minim bechazeres vulshin betamche bechachavine. Maybe it is a Messiah on these minim. As Al Dashin and Psochem, how do we know these meaning? That's also the way the Beis Meir said in the Gemara and Sukkot. But could be there is a Messiah on these meaning. So Memele, so the Gemara said that. So the Gemara says it's a Sofaket. So the Gemara says Hani Merirte Daagme. We'll see. Rashi says Chazeres Aagam. So that means that. That means, it means if you'll have one of the five minim, chazeres, urshin, tamche, and it's called chazeres da'agme, or chachavine da'agme, so you yaitze. Fakert, like the Gemara, why are you yaitze? This has a shame levai. Here we don't have a ribui. There's the shakla v'tai with a ribui. Perhaps according to the base mayor, It's l'chayre, I mean, whatever he found for the Antaisvus Kash, we can find for over here. Das was emes, and that also asks Rabbi Kevegis Kashe, das was emes is a beautiful teretz. Das was emes says that berirte is a shame klali for morer. That means just like you have carrots and string beans, and they're called vegetables. So there's the shame klali of the meaning that the yaitse by morer is called merirte, whatever it is. That's the shame klali. And yeah, the name is chazeres tamcha, but falls. This is all in the merirte family. So let us just, so merirte da'agme means that it's not in the merirte family. Let's say they're bitter herbs, and merirte da'agme means bittersweet herbs, whatever agme means. So lemaise in the shame klali, we have a shame klali for fakert. It says, amatzis m'roirim yechlu, m'roirim is the shame klali. M'roirim is the shame klali, what these yirokis are. That's the shame klali. So the Gemara said, "You yaitze b'merirta d'agma." This is not yene shem kloli. This is called bittersweet. Whatever it is, it has a different translation in Ganson. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. So that's what Rabbi Kevegi asks. We yaitze with ulshin with tam chazicha. That's the minim haprotiyim. The minim haprotiyim. Take we have the Torah never mentioned the minim haprotiyim, but the Torah said that it has to fall into the category of the shame klali. The shame klali is meralta. This is called something else. This is called meralta dagma. It's a different shame klali in Gans. And Agavuchi, what this if I emphasize, the Magen Avraham asks a kasha on Rashi. There's a shvera Rashi in Chumash. And there's a shvera remo in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi in Chumash says, "Amatzas emrurim yechlu kol yerek ma'akorim morer." So there means any bitter yerek that's called morer. So you don't even need the Gemara Pesachim mentions minim. Rashi says kol yerek ma. The remo also says this. The remo says if you don't have any of these five minim, you can take any yerek ma. The shvera from the Gemara Pesachim it's shver. So the Magen Avraham asks and Rashi. From our Gemara. He says, how can you say kol yerek ma'ar? Here the Gemara has a whole pilpul with a shame levai. The Gemara is a kasha. How can you say kol yerek ma'ar? Here the Gemara says a shame levai will pass all. The Gemara fact is far a kasha. Shame, so you can't say kol yerek ma'ar. So the Svasem says, punk fakert. He says, from our Gemara is a raya to Rashi. Rashi holds, more is a shame kol yerek, all bitter herbs. That's, and merirte d'agma means bittersweet herbs. It's an under, it's no stira from our Gemara. Verkehrt, our Gemara stims very well with Rashi. Our Gemara is speaking about the shame kloli, and the shame kloli tak is kailu, but it has to be a bitter herb, not a bittersweet herb. That's what our Gemara is speaking about. It's a different type of merirte. So verkehrt, he says it's no stira whatsoever with Rashi. Yeah. Al Kaponim, we're by the Kasha now. So the Gemara asks that if the Torah said, according to Svasemis, it's beautiful, like there's a shame klali of morer. Now you're eating now a different type of morer. So Memela, that's a shame levai, that's something else. So Memela, so the just like by Ezev, you're not Yoitza with an Ezev that has a shame levai. So you shouldn't be yaitze with Mararisa de Agme. That's the Gemara's kasha. So in this kasha we have two terutzim. Amar Abaye, Kol shenishtane shmoi koidem Matan Teire. If before Matan Teire this had a different name, that means this name was existent before Matan Teire. Ubosa Teire v'ikpidolel. And the Torah, when the Torah mentioned the mean klali, so the Torah mentioned a certain mean, and this shame levai was existent before Matan Torah, and the Torah did not include this shame levai. Rabosa Torah v'kpidolei b'yadua sheyesh lo shame levai. So memele, so verkehrt, so then we say that this is a different mean. And the Torah did not mean to include this. Vahani loy nishtanu shmayu koyde matan Torah. Klal. So Abaye makes an akimta. Abaye says that before matan Torah, this also fell into the category of merirte. Later, after matan Torah, they wanted to break down the merirte family, so they made it, this is merirte da'agme, this is a different merirte, but al kaponim, but bizman matan Torah, this all had the shame klali of merirte, so memela, so therefore we're not memayated. It's a mashenke by Ezov, was speaking about b'shas matan Torah, there were different minim of Ezov, and the Torah mentioned this, so why stays after this? Rava Oma Hani Marite Stome Shamay. Rava says that the name of the mean is Marite. Bahai de Korlo Marite da Agma Mishum de Mishtakech ba Agma. So that's me the Marshal says Pshat that, Rav Chisda called the Marirte the Agme. Rav Chisda wanted to tell us he can be Yitzu with those meaning we can find in the Agam. That means this is not a mean at all. This is not the Shem of the mean. This is something else. He's just giving you a Maramokim where you could find, you can find this Moril. So sounds like no problem. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, Marirte the Agme, Chazere Shel Agam. Eizai, kol eiche dechsiv eizai, darish le hochi. Voloi kol eizai, shiyesh le shem levai. Hoche nami, morexiv, loi marerose da agme. Tuhu shem levai. Kol shanishtane shmoi koide matan teure, shiyesh boi mikame minim. Pchol echot, shem levai loi, kemoi, each mean has a different shem, kemoi eizai kuchlis. The koyde matan teira hoyezeshmoi. It was called days of kuchlis. Uboso teira vikpido shekosu bekama mekaymes eizay v'loy nichto beechmem echad mishemay salolu. Would always mention eizay. Shma minas tam eizay kopid rachmonem. Ani marerite loy nishtane shmom koyde matan teira. Rshenitna teira loy hoye kruyem ela morir stam. Let us see Taisves. Zog Taisves, Marita da Agma, Perish Bekuntris, Chazere Shel Agam. Rashi mentioned Chazeres. Vein Mash mekein be Perik Kolsho, Damrinen Ravina Ashkechei, Lerav Ache Berei Derove, Vave Mechazer Amarite. He was looking for Marite Amalei, my daiter. Why are you looking for that? Imishum de Mariri Tvei, because this is very bitter, Vanant Nan Chazeres. The Mishnah says, the first mean that the Mishnah mentions is Chazeres. And Chazeres is not bitter. So Al Koponim, we see from the Gemara, that Chazeres Marite are two different things. He says, why are you looking for Marite? Verkehrt. The Mishnah says that Chazeres is good. So the Svas Emes Tainis, the way he said Pshat, it's gewaldig. He says, our Gemara is speaking about Marite, that's the shame Kloli. And that's where Rashi mentioned Chazeres. That means, Rashi didn't mean Dafke Chazeres. Chazeres dagma, ulshen dagma. Rashi chapped on the first mean. Rashi just mentioned that here the Marita is not a shame of a mean at all. It's a shame klali, which is kailo the different meaning. That's why Rashi says Chazeres. Chazeres dagma, ulshen dagma, they'll all be puzzled. Taisus did not learn like this. Taisus learned take, because the Mishnah says that Yeitze, so there is a mean morer. There's a mean proti of morer also. So Taisva says that Agi Morer is speaking about the mean proti of morer. Yeah. Alma ein zeh hazer, so minachu, sheshmoy maririte.
ויש ממנו שמגדל באגה. ושוירי שלוי נקרא תאיה, בפרק אלו טרייפס, תאיה איקרא דמריטס, התייסבס לרנד, we're speaking about a shame prote, a mean of a shame prote. Now on Taisvis, that's, Taisvis, we have a problem. I mean, that we have a big discussion. If I say Mrs. Kasha, Taisvis learns it's a mean prote. So where did the Torah mention the meaning prote, the shameless of the meaning prote in Bechal? The Torah never mentioned the Tamcho, Hazeres. Mishum de Shrichin Ba'agma. So, כי אגב נמשני רובה בפרק אלו טרייפס, כבי תוירים של רחובה, that he says that they're not, it's only a maramokim, it's not it's a different type of a dove. הבאי נמי אף אגב נמשני הוכה בעושם שיני אחרינה, בכל מוקם מוידו לרובה, בפרק אויסי בסבנוי, מכשירן איזי דבלי לגבי מזבח, and still there also, it is not a... It is not a shame Levi. It is, that's where you find them. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisde Igid Vachad Loi Shmei Agad Sholoi Shmei Agad Shnayim Machloikes Rav Yosi Berabon. So he said, if you're Ma'agad, three things together that Sicha called an Agude. One is Ichana called an Agud, and two is a Machloikes Tanoi. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Loi Shmei Agat, Loi Leinyin Chavilo Lesachech, Leinyin Agudes Eizayv. So he says that, Loi Shmei Agat, Gabi Chavilo Lesachech. So here they says, the Gemara says, so three is Ichana called a Chavilo. So Emerson, we had mentioned before, L'cheira, the Ritva brings down a Machloikis, what's with the Yerushalmi? So others say that our Gemara is chelik on the Yerushalmi. The Ravid is also chelik on the Rambam brings down Chof Heikanim, and the Ravid says, the Ravid brings down our Gemara. We say that three is called an Agudah, so Bavli is chelik on the Yerushalmi. But the way we mentioned before, it's not stira to the Yerushalmi. That means we were medayik in the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi there seems to say that two is a Shem Agad already. That means, that's what we passed in Shulchan Aruch. That means if you'll have 25 kanim, and let's say you have 24, which is Igud Bidei Shemayim, and one which is another mean, so that's called a Chabil already, because there's a Shem Agad. Now the Shaila, that's our Sugyovia. Does two give it a Shem Agad? Or does three give it a shame, Agat? That's a sugi. So that Rav Chisda said, that is a machloikis tanoi. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Mitzvah is eizoib shloisha klochim, ubahen shloisha giv oilem. The mitzvah is eizoib, there are three roots, and each root has a stem. Three separate stems with roots. Rav Yosi Oimer, Mitzvahs Eizoiv, Shloisha Giv Oilin. Three Giv Oilin, three stems. That seems, he seems to say like the Tanakhama. Ushiyorav Shnayim. If you started off with three and you're left over with two, it's also kosher. Vigardumov Kolshu. And now something else that if the Shiyorav means there was Nofar Mimen, we'll see in Rashi. So you're left over two, it's also good. The Gadumov Kolshu, Gadumov means that if in these give oilam alone, if they got used out, and it's left over a mashu, that's also good. Kasalke Daiton, so the Gemara understood, now we have here Rav Chisda, that is a machloikis, Rav Yosi, and the Chachomim, if an agad is two or three. Now, if you look at the Lashon HaMishneh, Rabbi Yosi said, Mitzvahs Eizoiv Shloisha Givoylam. The Chachamim also said, Behem Shloisha Givoylam. So where's the Machloikis? What is the Machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim? It's Kasal Kedaiton Midishiyorav Shnayim, Tchilos Einami Shnayim. That if he said that if it's left over too, it's good, so it means Lachatchila also. You yoitze if you only had two to start off with. Haidiktoni Shloisha la mitzvah. And that what it says, Shloisha, Rabbi Yossi says, on a mitzvah, you should have Shloisha. But Meikar Adin, Shnayim is kosher. So you see, it has a shame, Agude by Shnayim. Mit Rabbi Yossi, Shloisha la mitzvah, la Rabbonon, Shloisha la Ake. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Shloisha klochin shroshin, ubehen shloisha giv oilin, giv oil lechol kelach. Each shayresh has its stem. Giv oil hukonem tzoy shazera baroishoy kekanvas opishto. Rabbi Yossi yoyme lekamon meforish pluktayu. Shiyorov, im nofal ha'echad la'achazman, shiyorov ksheirem bishtayim. Gardumov, kshemazin boy, פעומים הרבה מתוך שגיב אוילוב רקים משתברים. So they break. וכל שהוא המשתייה בגודה קושה. Whatever is left over, that's קושה. ובלבד שישתייה מכל אחד ואחד כלשהו שתהי שם אגודוסי קיימס. כסל כדאי תכתהוד אמר רב חיסדה שניים מחלויקס רבי יוסי ורבונן, הוכי מפורש פלוקטייה. Pohochi shamin alay. The midish yorov shnaim le Rabbi Yossi. Since Rabbi Yossi, they didn't speak about Shirayim. Rabbi Yossi spoke about Shirayim. So midish yorov shnaim Rabbi Yossi tchilosin ami shnaim di yebed. So with the yebed you can also use shnaim. That what he said shloisha lechatchila. Mid Rabbi Yossi boi sholosh miyo le mitzvah. בכלל הרבונה דומרי שלושה לעקב. דינו נמי למצווה ולעקב ועושה רבי יוסי לפלוגי. So what is it? They also hold למצווה. ומה מחלויקס תקומה רב חיסדה רבי יוסי שמי אגד אל רבונה לא ישמי אגד. So כוחו you have to say that תפקר את הרבונה הורד את שלושה לעקובה. רבי יוסי הורד שלושה למצווה. So כפודה we see that it has a shame agad, even if it's not shloisha, likuvi, nitschnaim. So that is the machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yossi is the makel. He holds that shnaim is also a shame agad. Frag the Gemore, Vosanya, we learned a different bereise, Rabbi Yossi oimer eizayv, shetchilosoi shnaim, Vishi orav echot posel. That if an ezer was chiloso shnayim, and vishi orav is echot is posel, the einai kosher, atche chiloso shloisha, vishi orav shnayim. So we hear Rabbi Yossi holds that shloisha is ma'akiv,
that shloisha is ma'akiv,
the sadin shirayim. And the shirayim has to be that one out of the three fell out, then there's a psadin of shirayim. If two fell out of the three, so there's no din of shirayim. And by kolponim, we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that if it's triloso shnayim, it's posel. So we see klo not the way we said before that Rabbi Yossi is the mekel and the chachamim are the machmir. And for the Gemara, eipach. So we'll say fakert. This is Rabbi Chisda just said it's a machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the chachamim. Eipach, so we'll say fakert. The Rabbi Yossi shloisha la'akev, the Rabbonon shloisha la'mitzvah. So Rabbi Yossi is the machmer, and the chachamim are the mekilim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, eisov shetchiloso shnayim posel. Bechein, that's the first din. So it's possible. So you need shalish likuva. Bechein ezev shloisha. V'nof lu shnayim in agude. Nishtay echad possible. And shirayim also. You have to have a shirayim of two and a scholar of three. Ve'ein e kosher kloy ba'ein. Chilos e kosher elo b'shloisha. Chilos is kosher only if you have three. The bottom e hochi lav agude hi. Bein shirayim ksheirim elo b'shnayim. The Gemara says, Eipach svara didon damoran lael. Kasal kedaitach. So this, before we wanted to say that Rabbi Yossi is the mekel. דנפל שהוכי, דנפל של רב חיסדה הוכי, דרב יויסי, שלושה לעקב, צדה וסייף הקר. רב יויסי, שלושה לעקב, תמפור שוכי בהדיה, מכלל, דשלושה, רב יויסי שומע לרבונן, דקומר למצווה, לא לעקב. And the Rabbanon hold that Shloish is l'mitzvah, not l'akit. Zog de Gemara weiter, bo Asanya, Eizayv shetchilosoy shnayim, v'shiyorav echot kosher, ve'einay posel, ad shetchilosoy v'shiyorav echot. Now, so this is a ray b'nichusav, okay, here we see klor that the Chomim Taka hold, that the Chachomim Taka hold that Chilosoi is Shnayim, it's kosher. Ve'inei poslat shiyeit Chilosoi b'shiyorav Echot. Frek de Gemore, shiyorav Echot posel, ha'amrit shiyorav Echot kosher. Gemore learned this, that it means that shiyorav Echot is posel. Ela eima ad shetehei tchilosoi kishiyorov echot. The pshat is that the Gemara says, if the tchilos is like shiyorov, then it is posel. That means that shiyorov is kosher by one, and tchilosoi is has to be two. Let us see Rashi, Basanyo b'nechuse. Rabbon eloi gosinim shein zulosh in gemor. Mi akochecho rabbon in komrlo, da rabbi yoisi shloish el ha'akev shaminelo. Eizev shetchilosa ishnayim kosher, vishiyorav echod nami kosher. Veloi posel, betchilosa et shehei echod. Kasalka dait of the sefer nami ochi meparshe. Vein shiyorav psulim, ad shehei echod. Alochi porach, shiyorav echod, salka dait of lipsel, Boktani Koshi, we learned it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Elo at Chilosei Koi. The whole Barais is speaking about the Shir of Chilosei. Hochi Koma, ain't Chilosei posel, at Shiei Hu Kishir Shiorot. Chilosei is only posel if he has the minimum Shir of Shiraim, Dainu Echel. Alme, so here it says Klo, that Shnaim is kosher. Alma le Rabbonon, Shloisha de Kaminele le Mitzvah. So Shloisha le Mitzvah. Di la'akev homoni loy Rab Yoisi ve loy Rabbonon. Yeah. So this is not going, if they also la'akev, so this is not going according to anyone. Zoktaisvis, Bisholoish Shmei Agad. Taima de Memseches Oveis Mashme, de Bepoches Mechamishe, Loish Mei Agad. Less than Chamishe does never Shem Agad. Lisnan Asora Sheyeshven Voiskim Betoire, Shchine Beneim. Shinema Olekim Nitzov Badaskel. Minayin Afilo Chamishe, Shinema Vogode, Vagudose El Eretz Yisoda. Minayim shafilu shloisha, shenema bekerev elakim yishpay. So kaponim we see that Nagudah is five. And here the Gemara says that Nagudah is three. Visvorim de garsi ibche, afaker tegirse novis, de chamishe nafkelon bekerev. Mishum da adas de reishe de krokoi. The posuk says, Alakim nitzev ba'adas keil bekerev alakim yishpoit. So the kerev is going on mishum da adas tereishe koi, b'loshin bekerev mashme emtza, kloime b'chatzi eido, d'hayna chamisho yishpoit. So alakim nitzev ba'adas keil, u bekerev in a half of an eido is yishpoit. So memele, that's from bekerev. B'shloishin afkelom, v'gudose al eretz yisod. So Mamela, so that Mishnah we can take care of. But Perikama the Broch is like Mashmekain. The Omar Hosa Minayin La Soresh Mispalim Sheshchina Beneim Shnema Lakim Nitzav Badaskel Minayin Lishloisha Sheyoshvim Bedin Sheshchina Beneim Shnema Bekerav Lakim Yishpoit. So we see Klo that Kerav is going on three.
Kocho Agudose is going on five. Lagirse kama isenege. The Tosafot want to say before the Kerub is going on five. Veshemo ba'afal gav de ba'alma chashiva aguda b'shloisha. Haikra de v'agudose aleret shisoda loy mitukem ela b'chamisha. Vishum d'chsiv af yodi yosta oret. So, b'yad yesh bo chomesh etzboi. So he says, these both psukim, about godose el eretz yisoda, speaking about the yisoy ta'oretz, and here it says, af yodi yos ta'oretz. So that's a gilui, that the agude, which is about godose eretz yisoda, is also speaking about five, dum yedi yodi. Mitzviz eizoiv shloyshe kolochim. Gabi Ezoiv de Pore Loiksiv Agude, Gabi Ezoiv de Pesach Mitzrayim Ksiv. There, yeah, Ube Sifri Yalev, Zereshove Lekicha Lekicha. Maloholon Shloisha, De Ein Agude Bepochis Mishloisha, Afkan Shloisha. Ese, so the minion of Shloisha Klochim, we learn out from Ezer Mitzrayim. The Rabbonon, the Loyalfi, Lael Gabi Lulev, Lekicha Lekicha. The Marshri Bishayne Ogot, we had before Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, of Lulev Tzoychagad. The Rabbi Yehuda says Lulev Tzoychagad, and he learns out the Lekachtam Lacham Agudas Ezoiv, and Lekachtam Lacham Beyamarishin. So he learns out that just like if they didn't need a Lekichas Agudi, he also needs Lekichas Agudi. The Rabbonon did not learn out, they didn't learn out Lekachtam Lekachtam. So Memelis Otaisvi says, but over here, it seems we do learn out. Rabbonon Loyalfi La'el Gabi Lulev Lekicha Lekicha. And here the Sefri says, we do learn out. We learn out Lekicha Lekicha. Let's get three. The Marsha Mishayne Govet, Ogut, Kasovri de Me'ezoiv La'ezoiv Nemrog Zereshot. So they hold that there is a gzeira shover lekachtem lekachtem. That what the Gemara said before, you don't darshan lekachtem lekachtem. That means you don't darshan to learn out lulif from ezev. But ezev from ezev you do learn out. Agav Uche, the Taisus HaRosh asks on this Taisus, he says, it's mevuer b'chol hashas, that whenever there was nimsa a gzeira shover, was only nimsa the words. And all words are included. So either they hold it or they don't hold it. About Kaponim, but say that it goes on these words and not on other words, he says we don't find such a thing. That's why he's chelik on Taisus. The tema, the gzeire shavihi, so if there is a gzeire shavihi, haktoni seife dahach mishne beseif perik achad oso depore, lay obdon kosha. Umaishno milulev le Rab Yehuda de Sanya Ogot Kosha, Sha'ene Ogot Posel, Shemdialev Lekicha Lekicha. So now Taisvis is asking Akasha as follows. We have over here, by Ezev de Pore, there are two things. It doesn't say that the amount, how many Ezevim you should take, it doesn't say the tzure, how it should be, if it should be bound or not bound. It doesn't say anything. Now here it says mitzvahs ezev shloisha klochim. So how do we get the shloisha klochim? So the Sefri says we learn out. We learn out from ezev Mitzrayim. This is lakachta magudas ezev. Now good, it says two things. It says it should be three. Stamagudish shloish and aguda means bound together. So fektach toisvis that so it's modne. So how do you learn out three, and you don't learn out? Here it says so. If you learn out, the Sefri says you learn out. That's what the Sefri says you learn out. So if you learn out, it should the ego should be makeba filled with the evid, just like a Buddha says lulav tzorich agat. Now, before we go further, let us see a gillian hashas on the Gemara. Rav Chisda had said that how much is called an agad? So he said it's a machlokes tanoim. Lofi emes, according to the Chachomim, an agad is two. According to Rabbi Yosi, an agad is three. Zukt Rabbi Kivege leizachisi lahovin maraye mei Chachomim. Where do you have Rabbi Kivege and Gilyan Ashas? Me the machshirin b'diyevet, the Chachomim hold that two are good. They said the Chachomim hold that it's a mitzvah to have three, but the other two are good. The mikri, so with the mobbing Zaraya, they hold the mikri agad. So you see, you need an agad is two. Frekta oboloi ogdei klal gamken kosher b'diyevet. He says, let me ask you, according to the Chachomim, if what if it wasn't agad at all, it's also kosher b'diyevet. Diktoni b'masnisen leposkem loi ogdon kosher. Without agad, it's also kosher. Ubetais v'sikshir damai kosher. Tais is a good kosher. Tais is, why is it kosher according to the Chachomim? Moaneshech, if you learn out the Gzeirishove, so why is loy ogdon kosher? Period. Tais is by a kosher. Because if Mishnu huve betais v'syante, the Gzeirishove avarak asmachte, tu terutzen. The Gzeirishove is an asmachte. It's not a real Gzeirishove. So that's why the evidence is good. Inami rak lemitzveh. The Gzeirishove is only lemitzveh. But it's not likuvah. So the mail, that's why if it's loy ogdoi, it is kosher. Yiye eich sheyiye. Even the loy ogdoi kosher diyevet. In fact, I'll be kivega, but let's get to the bottom line. Loy ogdoi is kosher. So if loy ogdoi is kosher, so pshat is you don't need agad. By ezev pori, you don't need agad. But loy ogdoi is kosher. It's an asmachte, it's la mitzvah, but don't dish the shtura, you don't need agad. Is mihechen nishme da agat shneim shmei agat? Fact that bekeveges I bezoi. How do you know that two is called an agat? The chachamim hold you don't need agat. That's chat in the chachamim. B'ra'i it says loyog de kosher. You don't need agat. And Rav Chisda says that if agat shneim shmei agat is that's according to the chachamim, because the chachamim say that the two is called agat. Fact that bekeveges not true. They say you don't need agat. Perhaps you can say a shtikel teretz as follows, that the emerson in the posik it says two things. Ulekachtem agudas ezoiv. And could mean lekachtem agudas ezoiv, it is telling us two things. Number one, one should make a maisa lekiche and an agudas ezoiv. Lekachtem. That lekachtem means he has to hold. Lekachtem, he should grab, hold, he should hold an agudah. What does it mean he have to hold an aguda? So whatever an aguda means, if an aguda means three, he has to hold three. Ilakachtem aguda. That's one translation in the pasuk. You have to hold an aguda. Perhaps, I don't know if it's true, but we can think like that. What'll be if we'll hold two of the three? So felt lakachtem aguda. The pasuk says he has to hold an aguda. Whatever an aguda means, if an aguda means he has to hold three. Aguda means something else also, that the thing is bound. Aguda has two, I mean, there's two tnoim though. There's, the pasuk is speaking about he has to make a maisa lekiche an an aguda, lekachtem aguda. I mean, he has to hold all three. If he'll hold two of the three, could be it's no good. He didn't take an aguda. Maybe kicha de davarachas mole kicha. Maybe that'll be good. But lechayre, if also that says lekachtem aguda, you have to take a chayre. He has to hold whatever an aguda is, and then aguda also means that it has to be bound. So we found a mishnah that says loy ogdoi kosher. Loy ogdoi. If it's not bound, it's also kosher. And that we have a gzeir shove. See, that's a smachta le mitzvah. So could be that in the gzeir shove ulekachtem lekachtem is beemison could be legabi the maisa lekich. You have to make a maisa lekich of an agude. That's a geherig gzeir shove. Less man the pole. That's a how the lekich should be.
It says, Lekachtem Ezoi Vaipoha, you have to make the same type of Maisa Lekicha that you make by Ezo Mitzrayim. There was a Lekicha of three, you used to make a Lekicha of three. The second halacha that we're learning, that the Ezov has to be bound, that already, that we have a Kesav Mishnah, that's an Asmachta, or that's the mitzvah, because could be the whole Gzeira Shabbos is only in the Maisa Lekiche, not in the Chavtze. So Memele, so if that's true, so then the Gemara is very good. That means Rav Chisda is speaking about that's an emes Gzeira Shabbos lekachtem aguda. You have to make a Maisa Lekiche on an aguda. That's an emes Gzeira Shabbos. So if two are not called on a good, so felt mokachtem a good. So that's the Gemara says, according to the Chachomim, two has a shame a good. That is only brought down that if it's not bound, it's kosher. So that the Kesef Mishnah says, that's other nasmachtesis. And the second halacha, not in the Maisa Lekich, and the halacha, what it has to look like, that already, that could be, that's an asmachta, that's only a mitzvah. So Taisav is vaito behen shloisha giv oilin, givol echot lechol kelach vekelach. That each shayresh is one stem. The e shloisha lechol kelach vekelach, if would mean, ubehen, that each shayresh is three giv oilin, and ken hain rab Yehuda, diktani seif rab Yehuda oima shalosh al shalosh. So maybe so that can be. So a mishnah so shnei ba'irich me'meseches pare ella shagmore kotzer. The garduma of kolshu. Here it says that the shir of gardumim is a kolshu. Beperik hatcheles to omri b'nei rabchiye gardumei tcheles ksheirim v'gardumei eizayv ksheirim. So this is the b'nei rabchiye said that the gardumei eizayv akoshu. So Taisva says, Agav tcheles nokat ezoid, the gadume ezev tanine, the mishni b'meseches pore. So memele, so he sometimes he was speaking about gadume tcheles, he said gadume ezev also. Inami mishem ezev de mitzayre itzterech. Or maybe he says he means the ezev, not ezev of pore, means ezev of mitzayre.